Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody to In the Studio. This is our Wednesday show with free psychic readings. And as always, we're so glad to have you on board with us. And today we have, we've got Brenda with us today, our numerologist and will be psychologist. Brenda?
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Yes, indeedy. And the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Today's show is being brought to you by theessenceofsuccess.com, where you can also listen to the show 24/7, and you can buy my book, Are You Ready? Book of Poetry, or if you desire a reading in personal, that's a personal reading, I should say, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., just click on that icon and you got me. So thank you again for joining us today in the studio. And we have a call up already, so let's begin. Our first caller, area code 360, and who's this?
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you today?
Hi. I'm okay.
Oh, don't sound okay. What's going on?
Oh, just tons of things, you know. I'm not feeling that great neither, and
got a headache, don't you?
I did earlier, yeah.
I know, I can feel it. Okay, what would you like to know today?
Well, I'd kind of like to know if I'm, you know, going to be hearing from my friend Bill again, or is it done now?
Okay. Well, let's see what the angels are saying about Bill.
Thank you.
Bill is a sedentary type of man. In other words, he's slow to get up, but easy to sit down. He's calling forth for something to happen in his life, some changes to come about.
He tend to be preoccupied with his job.
I was going to say, I see that he's always on the move. He's kind of busy, almost like he's married to the job. But let me see what I can see a little bit further.
Okay.
Because you're asking if you two are going to be together.
Yeah.
The spirits are telling me right now, yes, you are, but there is a delay. There's something going on with him. It doesn't have anything to do with you, Lori. That he's working on, or he's trying to get an understanding, some clarity in his mind about some things. And it looks like more job than personal. But, yes, you two will see each other again. It's just a little bit of a delay, and that's from him. He's just working on some aspects in his life. I saw at one time there was drama. Could be a mother or either sister. Maybe a girlfriend, but I'm seeing a lot closer, like maybe a mother or a sister.
Yeah.
I guess maybe that he's trying to work through. So with that, I would say that, of course, if he's already having female issues, he definitely want to get those cleared up and out the way if he plans to go on with a relationship with you.
Yeah, I don't know if he's planning on that at all.
Well, I didn't see him not seeing you. I just saw a delay. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I can see him not seeing you, you two not being together. Now, whatever the relationship is going to unfold, Spirit is not showing me that, but they're showing me that you two will be in contact with each other. You will communicate with each other. So, yeah, it's just a delay. But that's why I said don't worry about you and think you did something wrong, because you didn't. It's not you. It's him. And I know how people in relationships say, oh, I'm sorry. Let's break up. It's not you. It's me. It's blah, blah. No, it really is him.
Yeah.
It really is him. He's just trying to get some clarity in his life before he proceeds further. He is sort of a workaholic when it comes to his job. But that's the main focus for him, is to get some clarity, and he needs to work out some issues, like I said, either his mother or his sister, and then move on. Yeah, as far as you two, it's delayed. He'll come back, and I'm sure he's going to talk about some family issues with you, because I see him talking to you about it. Right now, he's kind of like in a void, Lori. You know what I'm saying? Like when if you're not really in a confused state, but you're just trying to find out, like, is it yin or is it yang? You know, you're trying to get balance in your life. And that's what he's doing at this time. At least that's what I feel. Brenda, did you pick up anything?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, when somebody's trying to, it's almost, you know, when somebody starts talking to you and you're in the middle of something and you just, it's not that you want to be mean to them or gruff. You just, like, and they just say immediately, like, hold on, or shush, because they're just, they're trying to work something out in their head, and it feels kind of weird to the person they've shushed, but it's almost like they can't think clearly until they work.
Yeah.
Do you get, that, Lori, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, unfortunately, in relationships, or potential, or however, whatever relationship it is, it could be friend, it could be lover, it could whatever. It just, it feels, you know, it almost kind of makes you feel bad because you want that attention, you know.
Yeah.
No matter what, but we all go through that. I mean, we all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would just give it some time. I'd give a little time. I know for you, you feel like you've given time.
Yeah.
I'm not picking up anything bad on this man, so I don't feel like, why shouldn't you two continue to talk, you know, even if it's a delay? So I'm not picking up anything bad in his spirit or awkward, you know. He's just needing to find himself.
What else did you say, Lori?
Well, see, he moved to Colorado, you know. From Washington State, and then he's supposed to just come back and pick up his tools, you know. And so then he said he was going to come back in May or June, and then he called me up and said, well, he'd be coming back in May, but he would only be spending a couple days. And when I pick him up from the airport, you know, drive all the way to Seattle, which is like 100 miles, you know, and he'd only be spending a couple days, and he wanted to stop by and see all these different people. And I was like, I'm supposed to spend my money, go pick you up, drive you around so you can visit your friends, and you're only going to be here one or 2 days. And I'm like,
and
oh,
you want
God.
Him to spend that time with you. I understand.
Yeah.
And I understand you want that time spent with you.
Right,
you know.
More than just 1 day or 2 days, you know.
Well, you need to express that to him.
Yep.
Tell him
that.
Tell him, you know, since you're here for just a short amount of time and you know where I live from SeaTac Airport, why don't us just spend some time together? Now, for somebody he needs to see that's really important, I'm not going to say, you know, disregard that. But if he's just coming back to pick up his tools, because eventually he'll come back where he'll be back for 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So for that short of time, express that to him and say, I would like it if you and I spend some quality time together.
Well, the thing is, sometimes people just don't even think about they're so busy trying to take care of whatever, so many at one time, like people going on errands. It's almost like he's going on an errand. He's going on an errand into the Seattle area, but, you know, he still wants to catch you, but, of course, he's doing this, this, and that, so it's almost like you're going to be a vessel of transportation.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Obviously, you know, it's something for you to think about. I mean, I have an example in my life that happened, And my sister did that. She was getting ready to go to Afghanistan. But before she came, and my mom decided, oh, I'm going to go ahead and pay for the ticket. And so my sister was really grateful, and she wanted to see the family before she went. But my mom thought she was going to stay with her, you know, like spend the night. And I had told my mom, we got off the phone, listen, don't expect her to be there all with you the whole time. Which ended up happening, she didn't stay with my mom. It hurt my mom's feelings. And these kind of things happen because that miscommunication. Yeah. So if you feel like it wouldn't feel good to you to spend any time with him, whatever it means, because if you're driving him around, sounds like he wants you there the whole time. Because you're there with him most. He's going to be stopping with this person, that person, that person, but he's going to have you on the whole trip. You know, I mean, sometimes people don't express, I just want you there. You know, I know that I got to see all these people because I'm only going to be here for 2 weeks. You know, how would you feel about that? It would have been better for him to ask, how would you feel about that?
Yeah.
You know, might be better for you to just, you know, initiate that conversation, contact him and say, hey, you know, I feel sort of like I'm just going to be, you know, your chauffeur. It's like I thought we'd spend time together. If he comes back with, well, I'm going to be with you the whole time we're driving around, and I thought then we could talk and this and this and that, then you'll kind of have an idea of where his head's at. But if that's not enough for you, Lori, you have to be true to yourself. But understand that means you may not get to see him at all. So, you know, those are the things to think about. Just, you know, it's good to honor your own feelings. You know, even if you just express it to him and you know, however he's going to react, he's going to react. Don't take any negativity for it. Just be strong in yourself. Or just choose to, hey, if I can spend any time with him at all, that's all that matters. I mean, there was one time my sister came and I actually was driving around or whatever, and she's going here and there, whatever, and we had a lot of fun talks in the car and laughter.
Yeah.
So it worked for me, and that was actually better for me because I wasn't forced to be in all of her things. I was able to kind of just hang with her in the car for a little bit. So
yeah.
It's up to you, but consider that those are the things going on. And he is trying to work out what he's going to do.
Yeah,
he's looking about his future aspects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just thought he could arrange to spend more, like at least a week, and not just travel all the way, you know, just to be here for a couple days, you know. And then he'll be having to pack up his tools and do all that stuff. He's not going to have, you know, hardly any time to spend with me. It's like, I think he could arrange to spend a little bit more than just 2 days.
Well, that's what you're thinking in absence
him,
of whatever's going on with him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. But it's not going to hurt anything for you to express it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, if he reacts negatively, it's just like, listen, I'm just trying to let you know how it sounds from my end. Yeah, I'm not trying to be mean or whatever, you know, and I feel this way because I feel this way about you, right?
Right.
Nobody can stop that. I mean, that's just honesty.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that'll land a lot better than you think.
Okay.
What do you think, Lynn?
Yeah, I do. I want her to speak her piece because, like I said, I don't see him as a bad guy, but she needs to, if they don't communicate, they both are going in the blind. So she needs to communicate to him and him to her too, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, my sister,
you know, the relationship,
just,
they're going to be together, you know, while he's here. But, yes, you told her very good information. Honor herself and speak her truth with, you know, how she feels. Because you don't have to be ugly to do that. Just say, you know, how would you feel if I came to Colorado for 2 days and I'm running around with my friends, but I'm using you and your car to get there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sometimes we just don't even think about what we're doing, how it's landing, right? Sometimes we just aren't even, I'm sure he's not thinking about it. You know, we're standing outside looking in and saying, if I saw that, you know, because we're coming from this point of view. But then the other side of the coin that we still don't know is what's going on in his mind and what's happening that he's trying to work out. You know, it could be where you all three of us would be like, oh, well, then that makes sense. You know? So it's always best to not get stay totally in our mind. It's sometimes a good idea to communicate with the one we're thinking all the, like, why? And give them the question. And then you can, you know, if you find out he's like, wow, what the hell, I need you for a show for, and it's like, hey, I don't think I'll be able to do it. You know what I'm saying, Lori? You know, you'll get better information, but it sounds like if he's a decent guy, I don't think that he's trying to use you. Unless, you know, if Lenny's not picking that up, then...
No, I think he just... Communications. That's the bottom line. Just communications. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, so were we able to help you, Lori? I hope so.
Yes, thank you both so much.
Did you have any other questions, or that was it?
Oh, well, I kind of have this little dilemma. I applied for this loan. I didn't think I would get it, but the woman put down that I made double what I really make, you know? And so then she goes, oh, we got the loan, you know? It's for this laser treatment and chemical peels.
Uh-huh.
And then I did the little research on that company, and, you know, they had a lot of bad things, you know, and then I looked up and I said, what if there's wrong information on your credit app? Because she filled it out and she faxed it in. I'm sure I didn't sign that thing. And so she goes, oh, you got the loan. And then I was kind of surprised, you know, and then I'm like, look that information up, and it's like, you know, fraud to do that, you know. So I told her I didn't want that loan.
I'm going to let Brenda take care, because she's the bank person. But I know already when you said she put down doubled your income, that was wrong. But go ahead, Brenda, because you have more knowledge than I do.
Well, you didn't put down double income. I mean, that's something that she put, you know, it's one thing for you to sort of approve it or whatever. But if they said that, now the company is the one fronting the loan, right?
There's HCC Processing, it's called. They issue this card called the Help Card.
Yeah, but and it's through that company. That the procedure, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right. So what it sounds like is they just... You know, it's kind of like a rent-a-center kind of thing. They'll give you credit because they just want to get you hooked in so that, you know, you just, you know, that way you're obligated to pay. Just do the procedure, right? And that way they get you to do it whether you think you have the funds or not. So this is where you have to ask yourself, am I ready to get into business with somebody who would do that?
Right.
Because if they are going to do that, how are they going to come at you if you should have any hardship and you're unable to pay?
Exactly.
What's going to happen with that? Usually,
then they'll charge me like 27% interest rate.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
I you know, just because you get a loan doesn't mean you need to take a loan. You know,
right.
I mean,
so then
it
I try
sounds
to cancel
good.
It. They want, yeah. But then
but,
I try to cancel it.
But, you know,
wait,
even
Brenda,
if you think
she was trying to
this procedure is something, if it was like a medically necessary procedure, that would be a completely different story. But it sounds like this is an optional type procedure. And I just want to caution you with that kind of thing because, I know a better example. Health clubs do crazy things like that. And then they rope people in and then it's like you use it for a couple months. They might even tell you, you know, you can refund in a couple months. And then you say, well, you know, I really don't think I'm going to carry through. And then next thing you know, it's like, all this is coming out of your checking account. They'll take forever to stop, you know, automatic payment. There's all these things. Anytime somebody does something that sounds shady, especially mm-hmm. in this day and age with finances,
right.
you know, it would be better for you to confront her and say, hey, you gave, you put the wrong amount of income down for me. If
yeah.
if she says, don't worry about it, then you know you should probably walk the other way and find that procedure somewhere else.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of red flags going on here that the procedure has
right.
some problems with other people. And it sounds like once it's done, you don't really have any recourse. Kind of like, you know,
right.
getting a breast implant. You know, it's hard to give them back just to get your, you know, to stop payment. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, I didn't get any of the procedures, and I wrote the company a letter. They said I had to write them a letter to that I wasn't going to get the procedures, and I didn't want to get it. I wouldn't get any procedures. I didn't want it, you know, and I wanted them to cancel the loan. And at first when I called, they said, well, they have a payment pending, you know, and then even after I wrote the letter canceling, trying to cancel to get that loan and everything, they still gave the woman the money.
What?
Well,
yeah.
Then, yeah, there's definitely one of those times where you can let them know I'm going to contact the district attorney's office.
Attorney's office, amen.
Doesn't sound correct. So,
yeah.
And I am,
and really
I'm not kidding, contact the district attorney's office.
Yeah, I contacted a lawyer through the, you know, CLEAR program here in Washington State, and you know, because I'm on Social Security, you know, and I, you know, have, you know, get on Section 8 housing, and you know, I have to have certain income guidelines to qualify for those things, and if that loan says I'm making double of what I do, or
right.
over double of what I do, you know, I could get in trouble with all sorts of things, you know.
Yep.
So
the lawyer
said they couldn't garnish my Social Security, you know, and then
you've never had the procedure done.
Right.
So what are you paying for something you haven't had done?
Right.
They need to tell the lady your signature is nowhere on that document.
Right,
they
on
need
that
a signature
credit
for
app.
It to be legal. Yep.
On the credit app. Yeah, and you know, it's like I told her I just wanted to not do it, and then I said, well, I can't do that loan with the wrong financial information. She goes, well, you said $1,900 a month. I didn't say that at all, because I remember her specifically saying, I'll just put you down for $30,000 a year. You know.
Well, now, the company, have you contacted the Better Business Bureau also?
Oh, no, not yet.
And that's, you might want to just file go in there and file with that. What that does is it actually, you know, puts them on notice, or you might find that they have a number of complaints, and then that also works against them, too. So
I found some really bad stuff about them online.
Oh, okay.
Really
so you're already
off.
On it. She's already
yeah,
on
so
it.
Go to Better Business Bureau if you can online, and you just, you know, have the name and the phone number and the company and blah, 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 and then they tell you where to file, I think, for Washington, for whatever state you're in. I think you're in Washington. And then also, once you file there, you know, because they'll ask what kind of things you've done to rectify it,
mm-hmm.
you can, you know, say what you did and what happened. And the other thing is to contact the district attorney's office. It's just they'll tell you if you need to file with them or they might refer you back to Better Business Bureau, or they might say there's nothing, or they might say, can we have the name and such that company, because they might want to investigate on their own. And none of those things are going to come back to hurt you or affect your Social Security or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
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 You're fine. I mean,
at least you're on the ball. It's good for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even the signing of that doesn't, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean you that alone does not mean you have to take a procedure.
Right, and I didn't want the loan. I told them I didn't want the loan. I don't want the loan, you know, but they're making me take it.
No, they
care.
Can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm glad you got an attorney, Lori, so good for you.
Yeah.
Well, you got some advice, but you trust
mm-hmm.
me. Those are the next to take. Yep.
Yeah, it was stressing me out. And then she goes, well, we'll give you 5 laser treatments and 5 chemical peels, you know. And then I asked the other girl, I go, well, what does she have written down for me? And she goes, well, you've written down for 3 chemical peels and 3 laser treatments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they go, oh, well, the other 2 are for free. You know, why would she give me 4? Treatments free and not even have it written there, you know. I could just see that happening in the future, you know, after I got the 3. And then she goes, well, you're done. Oh, I don't remember saying anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
Or something like that, you know.
It's not in writing. Don't believe them, Lori.
Yeah.
If it's not in writing and you have a copy of it, don't believe them.
Exactly. Like, I'm supposed to fall for that, you know. And, so I don't know. That's been really stressing me. That was really scared me and made me sick for a couple of days. That really made me
those kind of pariah intimidation type techniques are designed to squeeze every drop of blood out of people who don't have any more.
Yeah, and that company, I read some bad reviews about that finance company too, and I mean, they've been nothing but rude to me when I call them. Like, well, you have to correct my financial information. I want to know if you corrected my financial information. And they go, well, we're getting the image of that. We're still working on getting the image of that to see if you sign that credit app, and which I didn't sign it because she did it over the phone with the company. She did it over the phone with me.
So you've never have you ever walked onto their property?
Yeah, I did go there, you know, and then I did sign some stuff about the treatments, you know, but I don't think she gave me all the stuff I signed, but the stuff she did give me, the paperwork she did give me, didn't have anything in there about the no refund. Like, as soon as she got the loan, as soon as she said I was approved for that loan, she goes, and there's no refund. So that's probably why that company doesn't want to cancel my loan.
Well, but no refund for a procedure you've never used.
Right. That's what she's saying.
Yeah. File a better business. I mean.
Okay.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Like I said, let the district attorney's office know. Generally want to keep track of people who are doing those type of pariah businesses in our state.
Mm-hmm.
Because they try to control that.
Yeah. Okay,
Lori.
Well, we wish you the very best, and I'm sure everything will come out okay, because you're on it now, so you're doing good.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Care.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Brenda. We got a drop call came in, and maybe they'll call back. Anything you want to talk about?
I got a big, giant bear in my lap. Big, giant bear. I tried... Yes. I tried to look at... a little video of a mama bulldog with her little pups trying to bogart her and her saying, I'm not having it. And their little voices just upset the big bear baby. So I guess that means I'm not going anywhere for a while. So.
Well, I can't think of any. Well, I will say this. Mercury retrograde ended on Sunday. And I'm sure a lot of people are so glad we are out of that now. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Now, the full moon begins March 27th, which will be next Wednesday. It'll be the beginning of the full moon, so just to let everybody know, a lot of crazy things go on in the full moon, and sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's celebrations. It works for the best for some people, so either way it can go. And also to let people know, next Sunday will be the show on Blessed and Thank You, where people call in and tell your story, or if you don't want to tell a story, or just give a couple of sentences of why you're blessed or what you're thankful for. And then the last Sunday of this month, and of course, last Sunday of this month is Easter for all you folks. You know, March 31st this year, Easter comes early. It's not in April, so this is the week for you to start preparing for that. But anyway, the last Sunday will be poetry, and I'm especially asking Brenda to read her poem on spam. I won't share that with you now. Wait till on Poetry Sunday, because it's a good poem. But anyway, we want everybody to call in, men, women, and children. Read your poems. You're just most welcome. We would love to hear your poetry. So, and yeah, and then, of course, the first Sunday in April always is a psychic reading Sunday. So, and the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914.
Get your questions asked. You know.
Free
questions in there with Miss Lennis.
I tell you.
Telling you, I have seen the woman answer questions of things that around my friends, and it was just totally hilarious. And then we're all like, I don't know who it is, and month later, there it was. So she's really strong, and it's been. We have a family of that kind of stuff going on. People, I'm telling you, just trust.
You know
that.
What? There's somebody. I don't know if they're going to call in or not, but I feel like they're. It's a grumpy person.
Uh-oh.
I don't know who you are out there, but you're grumpy, and you're trying to go either way. Kind of. What I want to say. Disgusted. The person is disgusted. I think they want to call in. I'm sorry, folks, I don't have the chat line up. I would love to do it, but my producer's not here. So it's just me and Brenda. When the producer's on board, then, yeah, the chat line will be up. And it'll definitely be up this coming Sunday for people that
call
are
in grumpy.
Get on the air.
We do grumpy. And sometimes we are grumpy. So call in. What do you want to know? You want to know about, you know, who's coming into your life? Should you go to school? You know, is it the right time?
Unemployment.
Yeah. You know, we'll just see what's going on.
Or if you're relocating to another state, is that relocation going to work out okay for you?
Or wherever you're moving, is it a good house to move to? What?
Mm-hmm.
That's another good one. Yeah, These are things. Look, people, homes, these days, you know, you got to understand, homes have their own energy, and that energy comes from people who live there, things that were on that property before the building was built. There's a lot of things out there to talk about. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What do you think? What are the energies that are in your home? Anybody got any energies that are unseen heading around your house that are trying to communicate to you? Lennis tap into that too.
Yes, indeedy. And I also do, to let people know too, I do past life readings. I can tell you who you were in your past life, and I can tell you who your angels are that are around you. And when I see angels, it can be from relatives to friends or either the higher realm. So just to let you know, I've done readings where people wanted to know why was this or that in their life, and it was because the residual of their past life, and they needed to complete some lessons that they didn't do in the life prior. So they're back again in a different person, maybe a male or a female, but they still have got to complete that lesson, that cycle, before they can move on. So.
Yeah. Another good one is your friend, your closest friend. Wow. You may find that that person has been in your life for many
lifetimes.
Yeah.
Yep,
I had a friend, and she's not around now because we always were going in and out, and that happened, you know, in a past life. But it made sense because when we first connected, it was like we'd known each other. And then when we get into our bickering stage, it was just hilarious. And then we'd be together, we wouldn't be together, be together, we wouldn't be together. And then this was my old best friend from college. So, yeah, it's very interesting to know the people that are around you. So call in. Let's talk about
it. That's right. Just to give a few little, and there you have it. When someone treats you like an option, help them narrow their choices, y'all, by removing yourself from the equation. It's that simple.
That's excellent.
Okay. And any good apology has three parts. Number one, I'm sorry. Number two, it's my fault. Or number three, what can I do to make it right?
Oh,
and
nice.
Most people forget the third part.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Live your life and take chances, everybody. Be crazy. Don't wait, because right now is the oldest you've ever been and the youngest you'll be ever again.
In this lifetime. In this life, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, quick, let's do some quick little, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Miss Lennis?
Me? Oh, yes. Number one bestseller author.
Yay.
That's how I see myself, as number one bestseller author and a phenomenal psychic.
Well, you already got one down. I mean, you are an author, and, you know, you are a phenomenal psychic, so it's, you know, other surprises of things you want to do or get on your bucket list of what to get done in 5 years?
No, I'd travel, definitely travel, because I love to travel and meet people. Mm-hmm. You know, I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. By the way, folks, remember, don't show me, tell me. Because, you know, sometimes words are kind of cheap.
Well, I personally, being
a left-minded
person, I think that words are the most important things out there. I love words. I love the dictionary. The thesaurus, I can't get enough of it, so... Yeah, if I could spend a day doing research, I'd want to do it on words and thesaurus dictionary. I'd love to compare dictionaries, but, yeah, I'm a little bit weird that way. And as a writer, that's just up my alley. So, yeah. But what's behind the words matter. If somebody says to you that they love you, I love you. Yeah, if they say it like, you know, are you going to go through the drive-thru or not? I don't know how that, at that moment, it's not a real strong emotion. When they're totally bawling and crying because they did something wrong and it was really hurt, you know, like against your soul, and they say they love you, it might really be what they're saying is, please don't leave me. So, you know, it's real important to look at, you know, what's coming with those words. What's the intention that's being communicated?
That's true.
So,
well, I've got some more good random thoughts.
Okay.
Whenever I have a problem, I sing. And then I realize that my voice is a lot worse than my problem.
Oh, wow. Cut that out.
People think being alone makes you lonely, but you know what? I don't think that's true. Being surrounded by the wrong people is the loneliest thing in the world.
Oh.
Well, sometimes silence is a really good answer.
Mm.
The bad news is there is no key to happiness. The good news, it isn't locked. Okay? A great relationship is about two things. First, appreciating the similarities, and second, respecting the differences.
See, I would celebrate the differences and just allow the similarities to embrace me when things got rough. That's where I would be. I think that's when I was my bestest friend. With him and I think I celebrate our differences, but I mean the similarities are how we embrace each other. Like, and just remind each other, it's like we're still, you know, one. So, but the differences are what give life flavor.
Yeah.
What gives us flavor?
I think so too, yeah. Well, they say opposites attract too.
Well,
so, yeah.
No one wants a Stepford situation. Remember that, people, when you're in relationships with your best pal, girl, guy, whatever, your partner, your lover. Your family, your mom may not do things the way you do it, but there is that similarity or that connection between you. And sometimes it's hard to weed through that when mom is making you do something you don't want to do, or mom says something that seems inappropriate when your friends are around, or, you know, it just, but there's still something between you because, you know, their mom, whether they're adopted or not. Or biological, there's something between you. Mom and a mom is a mom is a mom. No matter how creepy she seems, you know, or you may seem. I'm just saying. So look to your differences. You know, what's the flavor? You might have a flavor of the month club. I mean, seriously, psychologically, some people shift real big, but it's okay. You know, you just might actually have more than 31 flavors in your relationship. And so, yeah, sometimes it's good to celebrate it, I think. Lord knows.
Now, I've got for people that are going through stuff right now is that the soul always knows what to do to heal itself. The challenge is to silence the mind.
Well, that's a pretty big challenge, especially for someone with schizophrenic.
Yeah. Yep.
Or bipolar.
Yep.
Just well, and a few other conditions in the DSM, but yeah, silence is.
You're right.
Yeah, it's not a given, but it's certainly something to work toward. I do know that if you're need what she's talking about, if you got your iPad on, your iPad going, the TV, the computer, and you're always somewhere with people with just nothing but a din of noise, it's harder to do. If you can't silence what's going on in your head, that's not going to help it.
Mm-mm.
It's a good idea to try to find moments of solace or silence. You know, walk out into a park somewhere. Maybe take your shoes off for a few minutes and just walk in the grass for a little bit. Do the old tree hugger thing and let your energy, you know, drain and transfer to that tree. Just let your body connect to the earth and be stilled. It's a good body, soul breathing exercise. You could do that. Anybody could do that. I mean, you could also just walk on the ocean or, you know, sand. So it doesn't have to be a park. It can be your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that's not full of, you know, oily gravel.
Right. And for those of the people that have went through Mercury retrograde and were... because I've received some call going through relationship changes. Moving on doesn't mean you forget about things. It just means you have to accept what happened and continue living. Okay, because for some people it's like they've come to the end of some relationship, and good friends help you to find important things when you have lost them, like your smile, your hope, and your courage.
Yeah, there was a song that I was listening to yesterday. It's by Brand New Heavies, and it's called The World Keeps Spinning. And in the song, they're talking about how the world keeps spinning and spinning, and, you know, and just, you know, go on. You know, it's basically what they're saying is life is going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even in your darkest moments, you think you got the knife, you're thinking, yeah, this is it. You know, I'm going for the slicer dicer of my wrist. You're into just like where you're just totally devastated. Whatever's going on, life is going to go on, even if you choose to take yourself out of it. So what I like to think about with that is this. No matter what just happened.
Oh, Brenda, we got calls. Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm
let's
sorry.
Go,
okay.
I'm sorry, me too.
Moving on to calls.
Area code 908, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Thank you for your patience. How may we help you?
Hi, it's just Tina. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Tina.
Doing?
We were getting in a heavy conversation there. Anything
you
you'd like to add, young lady?
No, you got to fit it. I was overwhelmed. I'm scared to ask a question. I was busy taking notes.
No!
I thought it was a Comedy Central because when I clicked in, all I heard was you laughing.
Well, let me say this, and then we're going to go to the next call. To everybody out there, no matter how good or bad you think life is, wake up each day and be thankful for life because someone, somewhere else is fighting to survive. So remember that every day that you wake up, be thankful. Thank God, thank the universe or Muhammad or Buddhist, but wake up and say thank you because somebody else is fighting to survive here.
Okay. Because life keeps going on, listen, whatever trouble you're going through, that's going to work itself out one way or another. Just keep moving, folks.
Yep.
It's okay. Keep moving.
Okay. And we've got a call, area code 5112. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda and Tina. How can we help you?
Hi, ladies. How are you doing?
Oh,
hi.
My God. That's Joe.
Is this Joe?
Oh, this is Dan.
So
no,
hoping that was
Dan.
Ken that was
it's not
calling.
Joe. He said it's Dan.
Oh, Dan, I'm sorry.
Dave.
Dave.
Oh, Dave. D-A-V-E.
Hi, Dave.
Okay, sorry. You sounded like one
How
of
you
our
doing,
regular
lady?
Callers.
Well, don't be sorry. I'm not.
Doing good. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I just want you to tell me what the good news is in the near future.
Oh.
You'll be happy.
Yeah.
I'm just being funny now. let's see. Financially, there was something that you were setting up. It's about to come about. Wow. What I'm seeing is that this finance, whatever this thing is, you had to climb up to a mountain. It's almost like Martin Luther King when he said, I can see over the top to the promised land. It's like now it's going to unfold in front of you. So some contract that you were working on with a business or corporation, it's finally, I guess, by the end of the month, it's finally going to come true, or you're going to get what you want or close to what you want, whatever that you want to develop. Does that sound right to you?
Well, you're really good. It
they
sounds
tell me
perfectly
that.
Right.
I've
had an investment going on for about, actually, it's about 7 years in the making, and you're right. It should be able to pop any moment, and it's a life-changing event when it does happen monetarily.
Okay, well, it will. That's why I said I saw you at the top, just like, not to repeat myself, but like when Martin Luther King gave that speech, and he said, I've been to the promised land, I've seen over the mountain. You will see over that mountain. You will be blessed. And I would say by the 31st of this month, you should know something. So, yes, you finally, everything is going to come to fruition. So, congratulations to you, Dave.
Yeah.
Patience did pay off for you, sir.
Well, it'll be quite a story because it's one based on faith. And Without it, we're kind of lost here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it.
Well, I appreciate it, ladies. I'm speechless. I don't have anything to say.
Well, Dave, you're more than welcome to call back anytime. We have regular shows on Sunday.
Okay.
In fact, our Sunday, this Sunday coming up, and it's from 4, and I'm sorry, folks, I didn't give the time, from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. The show is going to be about how you are blessed or what you're thankful for.
Well, I guess I better call back for that one.
Wow, Dave.
Oh, incredible.
Can I ask you a question, Dave?
Sure you may.
Okay. I know it's a weird question, but are you one of those people that sort of like tactily, like you sort of like hands-on, touchy, sort of tactile sensations? I get like this really interesting energy off of you and sensations. I don't even know why that just, it's really bonging on me. I mean, I don't know if anybody else is picking that up, but it's almost like, and I don't mean any disrespect, it's almost like this really strong sense of sensuality or tactile response or something, almost like somebody who really pays attention to the surfaces of things, like if you were to hold a glass, you know, you're much more aware of the sensation of whether there's any. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. You're right on track. I believe that what we think and how we feel about it is really the only thing that exists in this world, and it's a challenge. And I spend a lot of time, especially working with women, trying to help them understand that and to get in their body. It seems like for whatever reason, I've been a musician since I was a kid, so I've been in literally tens of thousands of encounters, you know, with women. So it became an art, and I didn't realize what I was doing for a long time, but I realized the power of touch.
Okay. Yeah, because when you started talking, I had this real, physical sensation, and it was, the sensuality is what kept coming up, but really I could just, the tactile, the feeling of your fingers, and that makes sense. I mean, so you're a musician, so you're tapping into energy as well as physicality. I mean, you're sort of...
Yeah, the beauty of it is, it's like, you know, I do mentoring, and I try to tell the people not to listen to me. I try to tell them not to concentrate or try to remember anything I say, because it's not my words, it's communicating with you. It's the sound of my words.
Right.
And I don't really know what I'm saying, but I believe it's probably pretty close to the truth.
It's spiritual, so it doesn't matter, you know. It's like sometimes when you're talking to somebody and all of a sudden you're saying things and you're thinking, I don't really know this, but why is it coming out of me? And the other person recognizes it, and then you realize the information coming out is actually for you as well, right?
It began, you know, I've got a 10-year-old daughter, and it pretty much happened when you know, she was a year or two old, that I realized that I would talk to people, and it was as if I was sitting next to myself, and you know, I was not participating in the conversation at all. I was watching, and it was never, at first it was quite controversial, and you know, it would be saying things to people they didn't want to hear. You know, many people aren't really ready or willing or wanting to change their life experience out of fear. They just would rather, you know, keep it going no matter. It seems like human nature is kind of strange. We'd rather, we're much more comfortable even in pain and misery than we are in moving and changing things.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I've lived a life of confusion for many years because I kept going into situations and wondering why I would stir things up so dramatically. And I really didn't have to do anything to do that. It just kind of happened. And so I've kind of honed in and realized how to back up and not interfere with people that really don't want to be interfered with, if you understand what I'm saying.
I think we're sympathetic on that.
So that was a gift because it was kind of a desperate feeling. And it still kind of feels that way to have, I'm not saying I'm different because we all have it, but to really be gifted and to realize that you have a gift, but it just have not created the outlet, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, where do I show up with this? And I think you two ladies really understand what I'm saying.
Yes, definitely. Because yeah.
So
I
this
ran
money
for
is,
mine, so I understand. Go ahead.
This money is a part of my, it's a part of my story. It's a part of my coming out to help people understand, because even I have been very much challenged to believe that what we think and how we feel about it is the most important thing in the world, but I believe that it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, that energy, that work that's in our heads and our minds, you know, that whole inner, you know, connect, that's the new playground. That's what I tell my brother all the time. The new playground is when you get into your head and start playing with your own head instead of playing with a bunch of cars and things you can buy. The new playground is within us. It's spiritual, you know. It's within us. And I think a lot of people are starting to get that.
So, you know, I've lived a life of being a musician since the age of 14. And I don't know if you know any musicians, and there's very few that really get paychecks. Very few that get paychecks other than at the end of the night they get paid, and that's their life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you can go into quite a survival mode, and which I did. And about 10 or 12 years ago, I started being involved in projects, you know. I mean, it was kind of the universe working, but being in projects that I was going to, you know, get $500,000 at one point and $1 million-something in the next point, and nothing ever happened. And when it didn't happen, I kind of realized, I went back and thought, well, if I'd have got that money at that time, this is what I'd done with it. And I finally reached a point to realize that, wow, the money that I'm going to receive next time, which is going to be more than I ever probably imagined on receiving, it's like, I don't really need too much.
Yeah.
You became humble.
But to see the look on people's face when they really need help and they need something, and to be able to give it to them and pay back the people that's helped me along the way, gosh, that's just going to be a wonderful feeling.
Dave, I want to tell you, there are two male angels on each side of you right now. One is named Michael and the other one's named Abraham. And they're there to help you, for you to call on them. I can see them right now. And they're there for you at your command. Whatever that you need, they will assist you and help you.
Well, I hope someday in skin that I get to see these guys. I've been kind of feeling a little lonely here in the planet Earth. You know what I mean?
Listen, I don't even want to be here.
What did you say, Owen?
No, I was just saying I didn't want to be here. That's why I told God and the universe, when I get through with this lifespan, I'm not coming back to this realm. Send me to Saturn, Jupiter, whatever else is out there, but I want to come back to the planet Earth. It's too primitive down here for me, way too primitive. I need to be up with the higher level people.
I got the very deep belief system, though, that I can't believe that we came here in vain. I don't believe this existence is going to stay where it is for these entities. And, you know, I was driving by a school today, and I saw this kid. He must have been 21 years old or something, long-haired, drinking, he had a bottle of beer in one hand, a cigarette in the other hand. He had hair down to his waist, and his clothes were all kind of dragging him. And, you know, I just kind of realized that, you know, this young man could have been one of the sweetest human beings in the planet. You know, and I just can't believe that it's all in vain. I believe we came here to do something, and we may have pulled it off here. And I know it doesn't quite feel like it, but we may just have changed something.
Yeah.
I sure hope.
Oh, it changes.
I keep praying for change, and I hope for change, too.
Well, I tell you what, I'm into this pretty deeply, and it looks as desperate as it looks out there. I mean, these rich and famous are pulling into underground bank bunkers, and they've built, you can drive 3,000 miles underground, and nobody knows about it, and we have no idea what's going on out there. But at the other end, the Pope's out of a job, and about 3,000 bankers have been fired in the last 6 months. So as bleak and bad as it looks, if you look behind the scenes and get there deep enough, it seems as if there's something correcting the wrongs as we speak. And, of course, all we can see is all the bad things that are coming at us, but there's something else happening. And there just is.
Well, Dave, my philosophy is that everything that happens, happens for the good. Even if we don't understand it at that time, everything happens for the good. And I also have a higher awareness that all things are perfect. Now, I know that's hard. It was even hard for me to capture that, but all things are perfect, and they do happen for the good. It's just that our understanding of that, you know, has to come about.
Well, I think the next step is for us to really get to the point that, I mean, help. When you get the understanding, then the next thing is that we start learning things without pain being involved. You know, I mean,
yeah.
That's where we're at. To learn something on this planet to this point, it's been painful. And,
well, and then another thing, and I know, I mean, we're out of the show. And another thing I find is the ego. I used to question God, like, why did you plant that seed of ego in human beings? That to me, ego. To me, I feel like we could have done without ego. But for us to understand the good and the bad, I guess we did have to have ego. But I'm constantly, when things come up in my mind, telling ego that I forgive it and to move on. I don't need your thoughts right now. But ego has crumbled nations because of ego. So, I mean, I know, like you said, there's a reason, and I know it happens for the good, and it's perfect that we have it, but I really did. I used to get in some profound conversations with the higher realm about why do we have to have this seed of ego in human beings? And
well,
how
you know,
would it be if we didn't have ego? How would we live then?
And
how would
a lot
we treat
to do
one
with
another?
A survival.
You know,
I don't know if the general public's ever going to really find out what's going on here, but this has not been all our fault. They have machines, and they have etheric, spiritual, and all different types of energy devices they use on our psyche constantly. We are being bombarded with we think it's ego, we think it's a part of us, and ultimately it is a part of us because everything is, but we have been held back on this planet as a race, and the angels have come here, you and I have come here, and wondering what the hell's going on and what is this battle, and we question ourselves. But what's involved here is something's been controlling this place for a long time, and they do it with energy waves and frequencies and thought patterns, and so that's what we're going to realize. And when that's realized, then it kind of lets us be okay. We've come here and done so much spiritual work and carried the brunt of, you know, work and work and work, and it's hard work, and we got to do this, and our ego, and we have to fight things. Well, it's not really the truth of what the story's been. We have had frequencies put on us that have kept us in a place we don't want to be, and I think the deal is over. I think the deal with the gods is the time limit's over. And we're cleaning up the mess right now. It might not look like it, but when you do that work and you think you're dealing with ego, you're just dealing with the leftover mess. And we're going to clear it up, and this place is going to be a new world, and it's going to have new rules, not the ones that we've been happening to deal with and recreate. So don't feel like you want to get out of here, because the party's about ready to start here.
Okay, Dave, I'm trusting you that this will happen. No, it's got to, like I said, because I know everything happens for the good. So I know it has change is inevitable, because time is constant. time is constant, so change is inevitable. But I, too, hope for the very best. I do. I really do, because we're almost like, you know, like a farmer out with the cattle, and he's moving. The cattle are all following each other into the next whatever, either to be eaten or repropagated, whatever. And sometimes I feel like how us humans are, we don't stop to question, is that really the truth? You know, meditate on it, pray on it, whatever you do, but is that really the truth? And just accept it at face value. Because like you say, Dave, we've been in illusion for a long time, living in illusion.
And we didn't create it. It's been, we inherited it. It was given to us. See, we got to create a story that we're off the hook here, because we're not the creators. We're not the total creators of this, you know. And we feel as if we're working and we're doing all this, but how do we stop it and say we're okay? You know, I used to drive mentors and spiritualists and people, my teachers, mentors. I drove them crazy because I would talk about being perfect. Why? Mm-hmm. If you don't start being perfect, then when the hell are you going to be perfect? I mean, you can start any time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just like if you're an alcoholic and you want to quit drinking, you can start any time.
Amen, mm-hmm. Brother. I agree with
you. Know?
Totally.
So we're not that.
Totally.
We're only a thought away, aren't we?
Yep. Thanks. That's true. And our thoughts are what makes us.
New playground, a new playground.
Well,
I like
ladies.
That.
Wow.
Was that Dave that said that? The new playground?
No,
I like that.
Yeah,
that was
it. And it
was writing. Yep.
The thing, we got to catch up with ourselves. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
When you look at this movie playing for so long, it changes channel and you see the same movie, you know? We're seeing the same movie, but the movie's changed.
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
Well, we're creating it. Our energies are creating it because there's, you know, let's face it, we've seen big, big changes in the last 10 years. I mean, some of them were disappointing, but as you said, in the background and in the unseen, things are moving forward, and they're moving in a good way. And
well, the beauty is to be in that place where, you know, I tell people, but now I have to explain for 20 minutes, that I just don't care anymore. And it's not that I don't care, but I don't give the energy of caring to anything. I've got nothing to care for. I mean, nothing's my responsibility except for my thoughts and my feelings. And boy, my feelings are hard to maneuver sometimes attached to these thoughts. So what's the real gig? It's got nothing to do with them or they. It's only got to do with my thoughts and my feelings. So that leads back to you feeling what it felt like to hear my voice, that vibration, that frequency. It's like, oh my God, you tap into it, and it's like, you know, the things that I can do to a woman over a phone is insane. And I did, I mean, I worked in phone rooms for years, and the things that would happen to me in these phone rooms, I couldn't believe it, you know. But it's not really me. It's just that when we just don't care, that's our next step, because we have to realize what it's like to not care and really to not even care enough to hurt anyone.
Now, the way that I think that probably from the Judeo-Christian type perspective, it would be let go, let God. That would be another way to say it. Instead of trying to force things.
Yeah, but you know, even when you use that saying and you're letting God do it, you're still...
Understand me. I'm just saying the perspective from that, from a Judeo-Christian perspective, let go like God is more about just let flow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, understanding what God actually represents to a lot of people. You know, it's not... I mean, there are a lot of people that are much more enlightened and understand that God is the life force. So God is the love. It's not...
Well, the beauty of it is, once we realize it's only energy, then the words don't work any longer.
Huh. I think words...
Hello, somebody.
I think words...
now you're coming to my level.
I think
it's
words
only
work,
energy.
And I think words work at a certain tool, but, I mean, that's, you know, because I guess I'm the freak that's in love with words, but I, you know, and that's why I do everything I can to understand them. You know, I love them.
Well, what did they say in that book a long time ago? Some dude said, I'm going to split your tongue and send you to the seven parts of the world, and you're never going to comprehend each other. And we don't.
Well, I think that that's not true. I think that a lot of us comprehend each other, and not necessarily with the spoken word.
Well, that, there you go.
I think that the energy has the word within it. I believe that with all my heart. I am sort of lexiconic, so I can't. I enjoy it too much. I mean, I am in love with words, and so I mean, you know. But I understand the perspective that you all are talking about. That just let go of the limitations of the word, and I don't feel limited by words. I see them more as a beautiful tool or an artistic tool. Like I'm a writer, so for me, it's my paintbrush. It's one of my sculpting tools for me.
Can I tell you something out of love?
Go right ahead.
Well, you're a writer, and that's just great. But what you're writing is not words.
Well, sure, of course not. That's why I said it's a tool. It's my.
You're writing feelings.
And yeah, my end product is nothing about the word, like a word. Nobody's supposed to
you're right in this thought process. You're right at a point where you can really shift a lot of your stuff, and not to say it's good or bad or anything, but it's kind of exciting to me, because right over the hump, when you go right over this next little ledge here, and it might be a challenge for you because you're very connected to it, but when you go there, everything's going to shift for you. And your writing is going to be widely accepted and sought after when you realize that it's not the words you're writing, it's the feelings. And it's kind of funny because you're the one that's tapped into the feeling of talking to me, but you're all into the words.
Oh, you haven't seen any of my writing. Trust me, I'm about the feeling.
I'm supporting you, saying you're already doing it.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Dave. I do.
Consciously, you've got it a little bit upside down. And this will come to you slowly, what I'm trying to say to you. But you're thinking the words are first. But I'm telling
I'm not.
That's what's coming first.
No, Dave.
Okay.
I'm not. All I'm doing is sort of protecting the use of a tool that I love the tool because it helps me to express something. Now, it's another story. If, say, you and I and all of us were to meet in a room, would we have to speak? I don't think so. I think we could even avoid the actual
thought.
Because the energy, that's exactly it. It's there. And it's always speaking for us. You know, I talk about that from a psychological perspective, that when people talk about how their children are and da-da-da-da and how they have to tell their kid this and this and that, and it's like, listen, you know, and I've known this since I was a little kid. My brother used to call me a wise old woman at age 10. The thing is, children, they're always reading energy and they're always speaking from that energy. And parents who think they're hiding this and that from their children already know. They're already aware.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not coming from a, they're psychic kind of psychic kids. Forget the psychic kids. I know it's big in a lot of people's books, but the reality is children are just already on that level. We start out at that level. Clearly, Dillian, I mean, they are cutting it off. They do systematically cut off that way of speaking with each other. So, and then we, you know, people learn how to speak another way, and they unfortunately often leave off their natural speaking of energy ability. So, yeah, and people are always so surprised when their kids like, how did he know? Because he's already aware of it. They're usually aware of stuff before you are because you're so closed off. Yeah,
you know what? I'm enjoying, I don't mean to interrupt. We're 14 minutes
right.
past my show.
Oh.
It's been off the air and we're just talking. But I didn't want to stop because I have the energy of love, so I believe in letting things flow because you never know what you may hear, learn, or understand. But I want to thank you both, Brenda, Dave, and Tina and Lori, for being with us today. Dave, please call back. I love your energy.
I will do that.
Yeah, please. Well, I'll tell you, the first Sunday of every month is free psychic readings for 1 hour. But you don't have to call back just because psychic reading and calling on any of the shows. But I feel
gotcha.
Your energy, and it's real strong. And that's probably why I picked up those two angels by you, Michael and Abraham. So do call on them. Do call on them to help you.
I've moved through on my computer. What is the name of your show again?
In the Studio.
Okay.
And when you pull it up on Blog Talk Radio, or not Blog Talk Radio, but on your address bar, it's blogtalkradio.com/Lennis, L-E-N-N-I-S.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank
you
so much for your time.
You're here on Wednesdays, right?
Oh, thank you. I mean, Jesus, God bless you. I mean, you came in with some beautiful energy to end the program, and I like that. Felt good. So thank you.
Have
and
a great
thank
day.
You, Ms. Brenda. As always, you are such a treat. And if anybody's still out there in the listening audience, thank you for holding on with us for an extra 15 minutes, because let me tell you, it was worth it.
Yeah.
So with that, I'm going to close out. And as I say, if you don't grow with me, then you can't go with me. Love you, and have a good week.
Bye.